While the signs aren't certainly promising for college football, they're a little bit better for the NHL. Those will be your lead stories for this morning's Buzzcast. It's Friday, yes, Friday, July 10th. I'm Abe Madcore. Glad you made it through another week. Hope everybody is healthy, safe, and being good to each other. Let's start with the NHL because today is a pretty big day for the league. The NHL has been in the process of ratifying its return to play and collective bargaining agreement extension through this week. Remember, we've talked about this on the Buzzcast. Players have been voting on the deal. And today, the NHL Board of Governors have a conference call scheduled at 4 o'clock. Now, if everything goes well with that call with the owners and all goes well with the players' vote, by tonight or tomorrow we could have a formal announcement of the ratification of both coming back to play and the CBA extension, both very big steps for the NHL. If all goes well, remember with that, 12 teams are going to be in Edmonton. 12 teams will go to Toronto and hit the ice for that tournament. Let's shift to college football because yesterday was another indication that all bets are off in terms of the return of college football this Friday, in terms of the return of college football this fall. Big Ten Commissioner Kevin Warren, in perhaps his biggest move to date, announced that the Big Ten plans to stage a conference-only season in football as well as other fall sports. So that's a clear indication that hope is fading for a full return of college athletics. Now, why did they do conference only? It allows them far greater flexibility. They could start later. They could see how the coronavirus is spreading. They could see the state of the country in the fall, start a conference season as late September, early October. Now we'll see if other conferences follow. The Big 12, the Pac-12, the ACC and SEC, what will they do? The ACC did announce they will start the delay of competition for all fall sports until at least September 1st, but that would not impact football. So what will others do after the Big Ten's move? That's what you want to keep an eye on. Meanwhile, the NCAA Tournament Selection Committee had 3 days of virtual meetings and said that their plan is to continue to start the season for college basketball as scheduled. So right now, their plan is to start college basketball as scheduled for November 10th. They, of course, have the option to move it up, move it back, but right now all systems go for college basketball. Let's shift to Major League Baseball because first round offers for the New York Mets are in. The New York Post is reporting that bidders for the team include Steve Cohen, who of course already has bid for the team, a group backed by Alex Rodriguez and Jennifer Lopez. We've talked about that group, and a group, of course, led by Harris Blitzer's David Blitzer and Josh Harris, who, of course, own the Philadelphia 76ers and the New Jersey Devils and Prudential Center. So those three bidders were not a surprise. The New York Post is reporting that Cohen reportedly has the highest bid. We'll see how those bids shake out over the next couple of days. Let's talk about fans returning to sports because we're starting to see a trend. It starts today with the Pro Bowl riders. They will allow a certain number of fans in the stands at their event in Sioux Falls, Idaho. There'll be limited seating. People will be sat together in pods in groups of two or four. The pods will allow people not to have to walk around each other or even really get close to each other. Now, the facility in Sioux Falls hosts 9,000 at full capacity. They anticipate maybe 3,000 in the stands. They say ticket sales have been pretty good for the PBR, but that event may be one you want to keep an eye on over the weekend. Meanwhile, a report out of London says that the Premier League is increasingly confident it can introduce a digital health passport system that would allow fans back into stadiums as early as this fall. And Paris Saint-Germain, PSG, on Sunday will play a match before 5,000 fans in what will be the first soccer match in Western Europe with fans since the coronavirus took hold in March. So the 5,000 fans will be in a 25,000 seat facility. They will all wear masks. They will all sit at least one seat apart. And they will follow strict social distancing and logistical guidelines. So you see three trends there, the PBR, the EPL, and Liga 2 Paris Saint-Germain, seeing the path forward to allow fans back into stadiums. And finally, let's end with this on a Friday. You may have missed it. It was announced yesterday afternoon. I think this documentary has the ability to be the most talked about documentary since The Last Dance. HBO Sports announced it had acquired a two-part documentary about the life and career of Tiger Woods. Now, it'll debut on HBO on Sunday, December 13th, with the second part following 1 week later. Now, why is this important? Because the documentary is based on the best-selling book from 2018 called Tiger Woods by Jeff Benedict and Armin Kontayan. If you didn't read it, it was certainly a pretty no-holds-barred look at Woods' life. It was not the most complimentary look at Woods, his attitude, or his life. So you wonder how that will be portrayed in this two-part documentary. It is being produced by a company overseen by Alex Gibney, who is a very, very well-known documentary producer. His credits include Enron, The Smartest Guys in the Room. Another recent project was The Armstrong Lie about Lance Armstrong. And he also was behind Catching Hell, which was, of course, the ESPN 30 for 30, which looked at the Game 6 of the 2003 National League Championship Series. So Alex Gibney's production group will oversee this. He does not have direct oversight of the production, but I do think this two-part documentary on the life and career of Tiger Woods will be very, very highly anticipated, and there'll be a lot of hype and a lot of attention paid to it. So keep your eye on that. So it is Friday. Today is July 10th. I'm Abe Madcore. Glad you made it to the end of the week. Have a great weekend. Be safe. Be good to each other, and we will talk to you again on Monday.